call them to stop and calve several of them, the cattle.
Okay. If you went out to feed the hens and the turkeys and the geese and so forth, did you have one name for them? So you're going out to feed the...
Chickens.
Just chickens, and that would be...
The turkeys or doves.
I mean, if you were talking about all of them at one time, would you use the term?
Yeah.
What would you use?
Going to feed chickens.
Just say chickens, and that would be sufficient. Okay.
But when we grow the broilers in half, let's say it's time to feed the broilers, that's when you raise them to be like 3 pounds or 4 pounds broilers.
Right. Generally, where do chickens live? Not in these, but what would you usually call where a chicken lives?
Chicken house.
Alright, but, well, sometimes you'd say they live in a...
Coop.
Okay. That would be... Let's see. Okay. When you eat a chicken, there's a part of the chicken that you like to have to pull apart. What do you call that? You know, you used to...
Pull the bone.
Alright, yeah. When you eat, what do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat? The liver? All right, what do you call all those?
Entrails.
Entrails? Okay.
That's right, too.
All right, let's suppose that, all right, if we're talking about even a pig or something such as that, the part that sometimes you eat, sometimes you stuff the sausage in. Talking about a pig or a calf. What do you call that?
I didn't understand.
All right, the part that sometimes you stuff the sausage into, sometimes you eat it, of a pig or a calf.
It's a trimming.
Trimmings?
You mean after they are butchered?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the trimming.
Okay. Did you ever call them chitlins? Chitlins?
Chitlins.
Is that a familiar term?
Some people made chitlins, but we didn't. That was made from the entrails of the hog.
Oh, man. All right, let me see if you can make some sounds. What were the sounds you'd use to call the cows? You have a sound you'd make to call the cows?
Oh, yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Suck cow.
Okay, what about the... the calves, would you have a different one?
No. We just call sook cow.
Alright, what about...
The calves came too.
Okay. What about mules and horses? Did you have one?
Well, you have to whistle for them.
Alright. Whistle. What about...
Good on whistling.
If you wanted to turn the mules or the horses to the left or the right, what would you say?
Well, to the right it would be G, and to the left it would be Ha.
Okay.
You hear people, G Han,
yep.
Mile.
All right, if you wanted the horse to go, what would you do?
Get up.
Okay.
Tap it with a line.
All right, if you wanted it to stop?
Oh.
Okay, if you were backing him into a buggy, did you have something you'd say?
Back up.
Okay. Call the pigs?
Piggy.
Okay. If you were calling them, calling sheep from a pasture. I don't guess you know about that too much.
I don't know about sheep. I really don't.
What about calling chickens?
Chicken.
Okay. If you're going to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you go out. You'd say, I'm going to go to.
Harness.
Okay.
The horse.
Okay. All right. Would you make it? All right, we covered that. All right, what would you put your feet in when you're riding a horse?
You mean?
Riding a horse with a saddle.
Oh.
What would you put your feet in?
Those stirrups.
Okay.